This is the Steve Cochran Show.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
720 WGN.
Yeah. 8:40 in the morning, Jason Gonzalez has a really kind of a fascinating life story. By the way, the website is jasonforillinois.com. And he wants to do something that really doesn't get done, doesn't get talked about. In hushed hallways, in Springfield, nobody takes on Mike Madigan. He may be tiny, but he's so powerful. Mike Madigan is only about 40 years overdue from leaving Springfield, continues to hang on like a barnacle on the side of a ship. And we continue to ask Madigan to come on the show and answer some very fair questions, and he continues to refuse to do interviews. And I use this as an example all the time, but it's absolutely true. The Queen of England is easier to book than Mike Madigan, and the Queen of England has never done an interview. So I'd like you to meet Jason Gonzalez, who is in the primary against Mr. Madigan. Good morning, Mr. Gonzalez.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you being on. The 22nd District has been ruled by Madigan as he has been able to accumulate a tremendous amount of power in this state, so much so that he doesn't negotiate with the sitting governor and refuses to give any ground on anything that he wants. How do you beat him?
Well, certainly it's not easy. I knew that this would be tough going into it, but you know, I studied the district for a number of years, actually, and looked at some data on voter history and demographics. And I think the most interesting and compelling factor is that the district has changed significantly in terms of demographics. While it was once 70% white, it's now about 72% Latino.
Uh-huh.
And many of these voters don't have any ties or have weak ties to Madigan.
So the generational change could be the best hope, that in the specific demographic change you're talking about. But the game has been rigged for a long time in his favor. What are you finding in regards to that?
Well, you know, he's used gerrymandering over the years to try and rig the odds in his favor, and he's been pretty successful in doing that. The very interesting thing is he hasn't really had a real challenger since 1975.
All right, let that sink in for a second. Since 1975. Now, you go backwards. You go to old Mayor Daley, and old Mayor Daley used to protect his fiefdoms in the city. This is part and parcel to what Madigan does now on an expanded statewide level, and certainly the old mayor did that as well. But what you're talking about is you're literally, we're not making this up, Jason Gonzalez is one of the first people to even consider taking Madigan on in 40 years. You wonder why we have problems in this state? Good God, we got to break this system, Jason.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there's this considerable amount of people in Madigan's base that are just tired. They realize that, look, you know, maybe he's done some things for us over the years, or, you know, helped the community or helped the seniors, which, you know, he has. We can give him that. But, you know, he's been in 45 years. People realize that our state isn't going to get any better on its own, and neither is our community. And there's probably a good number of people within his base that are prepared to vote for somebody else. I'm not counting on converting Madigan's traditional voters over to me. I think that, you know, that would just be a losing strategy because you're not going to get enough of them. But what you are going to get is you're going to get, you know, a whole nother demographic that really hasn't been focused on that, you know, could very well come out for somebody new. And I think in my conversations at the doors every night, which I knock on about 80 to 100 doors, people are looking for some change. They're looking for new blood, and they realize that our system in Springfield and in Chicago is broken in just about every respect.
Jason, how do you beat him, though? I mean, how do you? It's so admirable that you're taking on this great challenge. Yeah. And I know a lot of people are in your corner saying there needs to be change, but how do you go about doing that? I know knocking on the doors is a great start. It's a lot of work. But aside from running ads that are basically throwing mud, how do you promote your agenda and tell people, hey, I'm a viable alternative?
Well, we're running a very positive message campaign about me, my story, what I've done, and, you know, what I would like to do. You know, people want to know that their pensions are secure, that, you know, schools are going to be fixed. You know, I have a lot of state municipal workers, a lot of police officers, a lot of firemen, a lot of teachers in my district. And, you know, they're wondering whether or not their pension is going to be there. And they know that the politicians who've been in office for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, like Speaker Madigan, are part of the problem and the reason the mess that we're in. I'll tell you, I'm without giving too much of my strategy away, I was schooled.
We got 2 weeks, dude. Don't leave too much on the table here.
I know. Well, I was schooled in disruptive innovation at MIT. I'm a graduate of both Harvard and MIT. And one of the things that I studied pretty intensely is innovation and disruptive innovation in particular. And really what we're focused on is a base that Speaker Madigan ignores, okay? A base that does not, and these are a base of about 20,000 voters that we've identified that are younger, mostly progressive and mostly Latino. And they have come out in different elections before without having any ties to Speaker Madigan. They're not consistent primary voters, but they are voters. And with the presidential election year, we really believe that there's going to be a higher turnout. There's a lot at stake, especially for the Latino population, given you know, Donald Trump and that sentiment. And our strategy is one in which it's rather disruptive because it's a base in a sector of the voting population, which is about 50,000 people here, that Mike Madigan has ignored.
It's at Jason Gonzo on social media platforms everywhere. By the way, you got a website for the campaign?
I do. It's Jason, F-O-R, Illinois, jasonforillinois.com.
Jason Gonzalez is a guest. He's doing something that doesn't get done. He's running against Mike Madigan. I'm hoping you pull off the Hail Mary here, Jason. But if you don't, will you be turned off by politics, or would this be a first step towards doing it again?
Well, it may, you know, really, it really depends on a number of things. I think that, you know, this is the time to do it, if at all, because we have all of the confluence of factors that are coming in here. You know, people are tired of the current state's attorney. People are coming out for a presidential election. You know, we have a city and state in crisis. We have a number of things with, you know, sort of anti-establishment sentiment right now that, you know, could work very well and should work very well in my favor. I'm going to consider running, you know, if not in this race again, probably somewhere else. It may not be right away, but certainly, yes, I will continue to stay in the game.
You have a very interesting life story. You were not a good kid. As a matter of fact, you got yourself into a lot of trouble. And yet you turn your life around, you graduate from Duke, you pay your way through MIT. Who turned around with you? I mean, who was your mentor? Who was your inspiration to get out of the gutter and get your life going?
Well, I had a number of teachers in my life that really helped me, and I had a spiritual conversion experience back when I was 19. I had an English teacher who, you know, took me aside after I re-entered the high school that sort of turned its back on me and graduated at 21. And this teacher was very instrumental. His name was Dale Griffith. You know, would sit me down and spend time with me and show me, you know, how to do things. And he pointed out a lot of strengths that I had and, you know, basically helped me to build my self-esteem to the point where, you know, I understood that I had potential. So it was people like that who were willing to invest in me and willing to spend time with me as a teenager that helped me to get on the right path.
If not for Mr. Griffith and probably a few others, could you have ended up on that wrong path? I mean, I may be talking to you from jail.
Yeah, and it's true. It could very well have been that path. And, you know, I'm fortunate. I think that's what a lot of young people need today is they need mentors. They need people in their lives that are positive role models, because there's so much bad influence out there today. And, you know, they could go down any number of paths that, you know, could end up destroying their lives. I like to think of my story as an inspiration story, even a redemption story, many people say. You know, I just try to inspire people, and, you know, I set out to do what is right for our community and for our state.
There's a separate story to your life, and that's the fact that as an award-winning innovation consultant in public and private sectors, one of the things you're trying to get patented is a water purification system. When we think about the horrific thing that the people of Flint, Michigan have gone through and know that this is being replicated all over the country, is that a goal that's reachable, that we'd be able to figure out a public works way to clean up our water?
Well, I'll tell you, water is becoming an increasing issue in our country. You know, we're, as the United States, you know, with a pretty, I would say, stable water supply relative to other countries, and I've traveled to about 50 of them. We have some of the greatest water in the world. You know, we're blessed in that sense. We have Lake Michigan here. It's, a lot of people think we can just help ourselves to it. The issue is we can't. It's governed by an international treaty with Canada, in which we can only extract so many gallons per day. You know, I don't have the flip switch solution for Flint, Michigan, but I can tell you that if we don't start investing in this precious resource and monitoring it and making sure that we are stewarding the water resources in a responsible way, we're going to see more issues like we have in Flint, more crises around the country that, you know, will be devastating.
I appreciate your time. I really do wish you well. It's jasonforillinois.com and at Jason Gonzo. And as time allows on both of our schedules, maybe we can do this again before primary day. We want you to vote. We want you to get out there and have your voice heard. But in the 22nd, if you're tired of Mr. Madigan, there's an alternative. And it's this this individual, Jason Gonzalez. And by the way, as always, Madigan is welcome here. I'll make room. Trust me. And he continues to dodge not just me, but everybody who would like to ask him legitimate questions on behalf of the people of Illinois. So I appreciate you coming on and talking about what your vision is, and I certainly hope you you give us a good run here over the last couple of weeks.
Well, that's certainly what we're prepared to do. You know, we're thankful for some other groups that have gotten into the race, and, you know, it's looking, and Mr. Madigan is scared. Let me just say that much. You know, he's been running attack ads. He's been spending millions of dollars trying to attack me and destroy me in the mail and on TV,
right?
Which is a sure sign that, you know, he's scared. Let's just put it that way. And I don't think his polling numbers look that good, even though I haven't seen him. We're going to be getting our poll back shortly, our second poll. And we think that, you know, we're going to definitely improve the numbers. So I appreciate everyone's support who's listening. And, you know, certainly, you know how to get involved with my campaign. Visit my website if you'd like. And if you live in the 22nd district, I'd love to earn your vote.